Opening with Native American dancers before pivoting to prayers and lamentations for Jewish Fast Day, commemorating the destruction of the faith's first and second temples during antiquity, the worshipers sought to draw parallels to today, to children being separated from their parents and a rising tide of vitriol in political rhetoric. Claire Lipschultz is a member of the board of directors of the National Council of Jewish Women.
We are compelled to act against this inhumanity. As Jews, we're commanded by the Torah to welcome the stranger.
Saturday night's gathering was among a series of events nationally. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has roughly 170 people detained on its behalf in the Yuba County Jail. The county receives about $100 per detainee per day, generating $6.5 million annually. Federal authorities maintain that those held have committed criminal offenses. Activist Ruth Ibarra of NorCal Resist counters that most had been arrested, convicted, and served criminal sentences only to be arrested by ICE upon their release from jail or prison. Rabbi Greg Wolf of Congregation Beit Haverim in Davis officiated.
The closer we look at this story of Tisha B'Av and the destruction of the temple, the more we see the mirror of what is happening today, how relevant the lessons to be learned are.
Greg Brucker of Jewish Action NorCal was among the organizers.
We've been watching much go on for a long time, and no matter how much we want to say and how much we care and how much we feel and how much we donate, the only way that this is going to have any chance of being stopped is if we do it.
Brucker said ultimately the group will try and convince the Yuba County Board of Supervisors not to renew its contract with ICE. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News, Marysville.